Bob Dylan.
You know, it was very exciting. We talked more about Eddie Rabbit in the pre-show than we ever have.
Eddie Rabbit, for those that might not know.
And I want to I don't normally say this. Oscar, thank you for being tardy, because it allowed us a lot of time to talk about Eddie Rabbit.
Play the Eddie Rabbit that you were playing before. Here we go.
Roll it.
Hi, everybody. It's the Mike O'Meara Show. It happens to be Thursday, September 8th. Oh, wait. Start it again. What did I miss it? I messed it up.
Oh.
Hold on.
That's unfortunate.
Thursday, September 8th, 2011. This is MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Rainy night, in the morning, take your nipple, put it in your hand. You know it feels like a man.
What's the other one?
Well, very appropriate for the weather we're having on the East Coast.
Okay.
He loves the rainy nights.
Hey, everybody. Looks like we got some wet weather here in the Washington, D.C. area. How the f*** do you like that?
Well, I love the rainy night.
Sorry about that. This is the regular show.
Not the bonus yet.
Not the bonus hour. Sorry about that.
I like that.
You know, it's hard to smoke a cigarette in the rain, and yet Eddie Rabbit found a way.
I was talking about the fact that I got a chance to interview Eddie Rabbit many, many years ago, and saw Eddie Rabbit in concert. Was you know, had that sweet deal where you had the up close and personal seats,
right?
And noticed something that Robert noticed too, that he wore pants that were like stretch pants.
Correct. Funny, you guys were
corrective.
Pants.
They weren't corrective.
They looked like
they
to
were
me,
stretch pants.
You see, you got to meet the man. R-A-B-B-I-T-T.
Rabbit
with two T's.
Or I, whenever I hear that word, I always like to add a little cartoon flavor to
please.
It.
Uh-huh. Rabbit! Did you say that when you met him?
I said, hi, you must be Eddie Rabbit. And said it like the Tasmanian devil.
And that's when he died.
That's the way I always say rabbit. Rabbit.
Well, you saw this in person. I saw him on the telethon many years ago.
And he did the telethon?
And he was wearing his standard, you know, I'm a country singer outfit, which is like black and black and black, and his little beetle boots.
Right.
But he was wearing
beetle boots. That's what he was wearing. Not Western boots, beetle boots.
Right. And I was like, look, it was before high def, and I was really looking at the screen, and his pants went like up above his belly, and they had like a shininess, and I said, I think those are prescription pants.
All right, let me see. Driving My Life Away.
Yes.
Five intros in 5 minutes. All right, ready?
Okay, you want Driving
All right, here
My
we go.
Life
Away? Yes, five, drive, but it's got to be Driving My Life Away. All right.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. I think I'm going to go to the jar and get a brand new peanut M&M. Thank you, Carla. All right, that's a little loose. Hopefully I can improve on
work
that.
Work on an AOR.
All right, very
one
good.
More?
All right, yep.
Okay, here's number two.
Hey, everybody, taking the Oscar Santana cue. I'm going to go upstairs today, and I'm going to shave off my body hair. All right, that was another weak one. That was done. I'll do it for everybody in the room. Hey, RJ, congratulations on your extension of your penis.
That was good.
That was the best one.
Yeah, that was good.
Subject matter and delivery.
Uh-huh, that's right.
For four.
Let's do it number four. Hey, everybody, congratulations to Buzz Burbank. He is not like Eddie Rabbit and did not die of lung cancer.
You're on an upward swing.
But I have the pants.
You ready for number five?
Yeah, I'm ready for five. Hey, everybody, want to congratulate Mark Ronick, an obvious Jew who is doing an incredible job this week. Gold star, Mark. That was too loose.
But I could picture the star very clearly.
All right, one more.
Okay.
All right.
Number six, a bonus.
Mike O'Meara, ease up on the fatalistic humor at your radio job. I don't want to. F you. All right. Anyway, isn't that fun?
And I think he also wrote Kentucky Rain for Elvis Presley.
Wow. Kentucky Rain.
And which proves better songwriter than singer, because you said bird voice.
5 minutes let me see. That's Driving My Life Away.
Mm-hmm.
I love a rainy night.
You want rainy night?
Yeah, we'll do five and 5 minutes.
Eddie Rabbit's other big hit. I love the rainy
we'll
nights.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
That's right.
5 for 5. All right.
Hey, it's a rainy day. Time for my colonoscopy. I hope my daughter may...
Whoa.
Not daughter.
Quick, doctor. Do the call letters.
Damn it.
From the top.
Damn it.
My doctor.
Hey, it's going to be a rainy day in Washington. Good day to go out and get a colonoscopy. Sure hope the doctor washes his hands and chews his fingernails.
Well, I love
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in a goopy... I'm goopy tired today, ladies and gentlemen.
Not like RJ.
Let's start another one, okay?
Okay.
Everybody, the three letters, NFL, Saints, Packers. like it. Well, I love a rainy night. All right, I'm sorry. I'm making you edit a lot
today. My mood is
today.
Decidedly less goofy now.
I'm sorry. I know I'm not making you. Oh, we're starting again. Rob Spiegel is going to start it again. Here we go.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
He's making a note.
Labor-saving cart. Start it again. Start it again.
How is that labor-saving?
You jot down this. Here we go.
No, wait a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How is that labor saving?
Don't pick on me.
It's not labor saving.
Don't pick on me. Do not pick on me today, please.
It's license saving.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Rob Spiewak here. Went to his weight not appointment yesterday. He's going to lose some weight, too. Why is that screwing me up? It's an extra bar.
It's a bet.
Start it again. All right. God damn it.
You've always enjoyed an extra bar.
Hey, everybody, let me ask you this question. Are you all bored with me doing these intros to Eddie Rabbit songs? I know I certainly am. Well, I love there, that's yeah. Where I started. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, my God.
It's the Merv Griffin set.
How did you get this in here?
Oh, you just bring it in sideways and hook it.
So where are you going to sleep?
Yeah, backstage.
This chair smells like garbage.
Oh, well, a lot of the stars from the 70s, they were not as hygienic as they appeared on TV. Now, you take Mannix, for example.
Well, I ain't Venice.
Well, it's great to have you. Well, is it possible that you're even more beautiful than the last time I saw you? You know, someone mentioned to me you were not very happy with your toys growing up.
Yeah, that was me.
That's right. And you mentioned that you didn't get a G.I. Joe. You had
an army piece.
Right.
It was made of wood, and in the rain he would swell up and then split.
And we all know how painful that can be.
Jerry?
Well, it happened again.
What happened?
I'll ask the questions. What happened?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Yay. We welcome you to the show. This is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Thursday, September 8, 2011, and we are over 8.5 million downloads, still growing every single day. Hey, they're back, and it's great to have them. Our show is brought to you today by CB Lucas AC Yay! And Heating.
Yay!
If your heating and cooling system just isn't keeping up, call CB Lucas to get it tuned up right so your house stays comfortable summer to winter.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about them all the time. I love them. They're the best. And you want to talk about people that care about their jobs. You know, in that racket, it's been my experience that you can get some people that don't give a damn.
Oh, you
not
know,
CB Lucas.
He gave me a follow-up call this week just to see how things were.
They
such
like
a
what
nice
they do.
Out
nice.
Of the blue.
Hi to Mike Lucas and all the good people. If you need a new system, trust the experience of the Lucas brothers to find the best one for your home and your budget. Either Mike or Wayne Lucas will come to you with a free estimate, not some pushy commission salesman. These are the real guys that run the
yep,
company.
Right.
CB Lucas has a 3-year same as cash financing system or instant rebates on qualifying train systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their ad on our website. On today's show, got to talk about Mr. Burbank, who's heading out to Wichita next week.
That's right. Yeah.
And is going to be out there for a couple of days seeing his father, and mm-hmm. he's going to do a meet and greet. We'll get the details on that in just a second. Want to have a discussion about the Postal Service, whether anybody thinks it's relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. Ready for some football? We got that tonight. I would like to talk to Buzz about something he used to love. I don't think he loves it as much as he does now. And I've got my list of three. The big three of my third-party candidates for president.
Oh, good.
And because we haven't talked to him, he wasn't here yesterday, Oscar's love life. We wanted to just
get an update. Oh.
Or anything to do with Oscar's life.
Oh, you'll love this one.
We haven't.
You'll love the latest.
Yeah. We haven't checked in with Oscar in a while.
Stations
and,
were going to run long today.
And it's always... we
don't even know.
Before we do that, let's get started. You are going to be in Wichita. Where are you going to be? When are you going to be there?
On Saturday...
Oh, this is quite music.
A week from this coming Saturday at the Anchor at 1109 East Douglas in downtown Wichita. It's centrally located.
You're going to be at the Anchor?
The Anchor.
So what is that? Down by the docks?
Yes, it is. Yeah, is on the waterfront.
That's where we get all that good, fresh Right off the boat, Wichita seafood.
Oh, ask about the Kansas clams.
Oh, I love myself a Wichita oyster.
So is Wichita known for, you know, I've been here, I've been there, I should know these answers. Is it known for its steaks?
Yeah.
Is that what it would be?
The best beef in the world, really. I mean, right there in the Midwest.
I heard that Kansas was known for Pizza Hut.
Well, because Pizza Hut isn't there.
Pizza Hut was founded in Wichita.
Mentholatum was invented there.
Mm. That doesn't surprise me.
Why not?
He knows that.
I have preconceptions about it. I think of Wichita, Kansas as aviation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
Used to be known as the air capital of the world. They were very proud of that because Boeing, Beechcraft, Cessna, and Lear were all headquartered there at one time before they all abandoned the city.
Really?
Yes.
They're all gone?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the traces of them are still there.
Lear is gone?
No, Boeing is still there. There's a little bit of Cessna. I think Lear is gone. I don't know for sure, but most of them pulled out. A lot of them moved to Seattle. In much the same way GE abandoned Schenectady, New York, the aircraft industry did the same thing.
Wow.
GE abandoned Schenectady.
I had no idea.
It's true.
I didn't shed a lot of tears over that.
Still the Sunflower State.
And then, you know, Sikorsky is still in Connecticut, Sikorsky Aircraft.
Right. Well, good for them.
The helicopter company. Yeah,
right.
I'm not sure I ever wanted a Polish named aircraft.
I know about Bell.
Now, see, there you go. Right out of the chute, you know? And I watched Sophie's Choice yesterday.
Good for you, Mike.
She's Polish, don't you know?
Well, so am I.
Anyway, what's that?
I'm Polish.
That's right. You're part Polish.
Yes.
You look Polish.
Thank you. I'm so Polish.
Give a plug one more time where you're going to be.
That's The Anchor, a week from Saturday night from 5 to 7 p.m. That's 1109 East Douglas. And we'll keep reminding you that. I'll put it on my Facebook page as well.
What do you have planned?
Singing, dancing.
No, seriously, what do you have planned?
It's just a meet and greet. We're going to hang. We're going to drink. We're going to say hi. We're going to have snacks.
I'm kidding. I know. We just show up. That's what we do.
Karaoke.
Maybe you'll get another cake.
That'd be great. Have you been to the Anchor before?
We have. That's where we were last time, and it went so well, we thought we'd go back and do it again.
It's not related to the Anchor Bar up in Buffalo.
No relation whatsoever.
That place where they treated us like caca.
Right, yeah.
No, this is a different place. This place is owned by Brian Williams.
At this place, the buffalo wings come from real buffaloes.
Let me go to their webpage. Turn this crap off!
Oscar, this is a song by Glenn Campbell. It's called The Wichita Lineman.
Okay.
AnchorWichita.com.
I know who Glenn Campbell is.
Really?
Yeah, well, now
tell
I
me,
do.
Tell me of Glenn Campbell.
Well, I
Tell me of
I
this
know.
Man called Glenn Campbell.
He was a singer in the 70s.
And the 60s.
And the 60s.
Across. Did he have a TV show?
He might have.
Really? Did he ever tour with the Beach Boys?
Apparently he did.
Hey, mister, I know everything about Glenn Campbell. Do you know his breakout cinematic role?
Was it in True Grit?
F you, Rob.
Really made his fortune
God,
in
that
soup.
That pisses
though.
Me off. You shouldn't have known that. Ass.
Yeah,
you should. God, that Why makes shouldn't me mad. He? Because I really thought he wouldn't know and I could get one on him in his giant empty brain
Impossible.
Of useless crap information. I was really, really hoping that he would not know that. I watched the entire True Grit the other day.
Oh, it was
the original
John Wayne,
with John Wayne.
Right? Mm-hmm, yeah.
You wanted to. Are you playing Wichita Lineman again?
No, I'm playing By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Same sounds exactly like Wichita Lineman.
That's why they're both hits.
Okay. By the time... Please turn the Glenn Campbell off.
I know
off.
Phoenix.
The strings... I really, when I hear that, I expect to get my teeth drilled.
Really?
I really do. When I hear that, I expect a dentist to come at me with a drill and have that happen right away.
Can I play
away.
My favorite Glenn Campbell song?
Well, you're going to whiff whether I tell you to or not.
Yeah. Well, I like your approval.
All right, go ahead. This is your favorite?
I love this song.
I hate this song.
Hey, how you doing? WYRE Annapolis. We'll see you at the City Dock Friday afternoon at 3.
Nice.
Wow. That's sort of a Paul Williams feel, doesn't it?
Even nights. Bugsy Malone. Little boys going. What the hell is happening to the show?
So today we've talked about Eddie Rabbit and Glenn Campbell. Who will be our next hot topic?
And then look what happened to Glenn Campbell. You know, years later, and he had that incredible mugshot that we know so well.
And now suffering. Right. Of
Still
Alzheimer's.
Better really? Off than Eddie Rabbit.
Is the anchor at 1109 East Douglas Avenue?
Yes, it is. That's the very one.
Oh, East Let's Douglas. Do.
That's right.
Yeah, as opposed to West Douglas.
Now, and Douglas.
Where the other people live.
Douglas is the main drag.
A lot of people don't know Wichita's still mostly segregated.
Right.
Douglas is the main drag, and if you're in high school, you.
Main named after Mike Douglas.
Exactly. And if you're in high school, you drag Douglas, right. Which means you just cruise up and down Douglas on a Friday or Saturday night.
So it's the main drag?
Yes, it is.
Buzzing is. his jalopy.
That's right.
It was like the yellow car in American Graffiti.
Archie and Jughead. It was great.
Oh, there it is. Okay, anchorwichita.com.
Right.
See, that's how long I took to get to it, Mark.
Yeah. Well,
in my slow way, I like to just put it into a search engine.
I blame the iPad.
Okay, let me see. Oh, we are currently updating our website and our menu.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're getting ready for a whole new thing with
right.
you.
They heard I was coming.
I know Buzz is coming, yeah.
Truffle fries?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Mm. She fancy whoopty bing.
We have the pigs to find them.
Let me see. We have a golden potato fries. This is sounding like a pretty good...
It is.
Oh, no wonder you like to go there. They have bread, meat, and cheese.
Right, exactly.
And what more do you need?
Sweet potato fries. Frickles.
Hey, hockey puck!
Which are fried pickles.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's delicious.
That sounds very Kansas.
Now, why do they go and do this? What the hell's going on? They put hummus on the menu. What
hummus?
The hell? Why do they have hummus
but
there?
It's cheap.
How much do they give price for hummus? Markup on hummus is remarkable.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
it's
Mark?
Just mashed
of
beans.
Course it is.
Those
we
margins.
Mark sells hummus is $6.95.
Jesus, I hope you get like a vat of it for that.
They're making all their money on the hummus.
Is it gold? Like LeMay hummus?
No, but you remember the artichoke dip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's all profit.
When you owned your restaurant, what was the biggest margin? Was it the beer?
I got it. I know that. That's one thing. You know, you could ask me like square footage. You could ask me a bunch of different
location.
Questions. I know what my biggest profit margin item was. I'll go around the road. Okay, I'll give you a hint. And I will tell you it's an appetizer.
Yeah.
And if you get it right,
I have to.
I want
abstain.
You to try to get it wrong.
He has
I have
to go
to
last.
I have,
right,
to
have to abstain
because
I'll kill
I think
you.
I know what it is.
You do?
I do.
Write it down, and then let's go around there. Number one profit margin.
Appetizer.
Yes.
I would say
and an overall product.
Nachos.
No.
Mm. I thought you told me once it was the artichoke dip.
You're close.
Okay.
It was crab dip.
Oh, crab. That's
it.
It
was
crab
dip. Crab dip. Rob knows.
Hey, Rob.
Oh,
had
I was
it.
Gonna say buffalo wings.
No, my God.
Buffalo wings are expensive.
No, quite the contrary.
Really?
Buffalo wings would be right up near steak.
Oh.
As far as
loss leader.
As far like when you see you go and you see a special 25-cent wing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, well, let's look on this menu here and see the wings.
Wings are like a loss leader. Those are like they make you want to drink beer.
Here,
you break even on wings so you sell more drinks.
At the Anchor, 10 wings, $375.
Well, that seems about right. But the dressing is free.
But I figured the wings would be cheaper because most places I go to, the wings are they're not meaty. They're just
go to a grocery store. Go to a grocery store and take a look at the Philadelphia cream cheese.
Okay,
it's like water. It's very inexpensive, mm-hmm. and that's the filler. And you can put crab and artichoke and any kind of
and
dip
especially
and stuff like
at Mike's restaurant, it was crab with a K.
Yes, because it was a crazy crab.
So it was the artichoke dip.
The artichoke or crab dip.
Okay.
Any of the dips are fine. And they're what they are. What you got there is amazingly tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Not expensive to put out there. And you can put a decent quantity out. And they're filling.
What about the nachos?
Nachos, not too bad, but the tortilla chips, not inexpensive.
And nachos, more labor-intensive to prepare.
Labor-intensive, and then you had your cheddar cheeses, which are, tough to do.
Did you ever do it in a bread bowl?
No, I never did it in a bread bowl.
I did, but I got injured.
I did try my Maine lobster stew one time, and I served it to the bar at lunch one day. I went in and I cooked it. It's the only time I went into my kitchen in the restaurant and actually made my own product and brought it out, and people loved it, but there was no way we could get the price points where people would have...
Would you like a bowl of soup for $72?
It's crazy!
What about the entrees? Where would you make the most money
there? I don't know, because entrees were all,
chicken marsala.
If you want to know, if you want probably a chicken product of some kind, that's what you see on the menu that's lower down. The big myth of restaurants, everybody wants to have a restaurant. And the reason you see so many chains and you see so many successful places, we have a chain of restaurants around the Washington area called Great American. They have restaurants called Sweetwater and Artie's and all these different places.
Good food.
And they have easier buying power because the more they buy, the cheaper you get.
Yes. Right on.
And that's the whole thing. When you're a mom and pop and you're one, Jimmy Cerrito, my good friend Jimmy Cerrito, took me for a tour of his restaurant. I've told this story probably a dozen times.
Right. Who has great wings, by the way.
Maybe the best.
Phenomenal.
Award winning. Yeah.
And gets it done so efficiently. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, when you look at the way Jimmy's restaurant is run, and it's a place that we love. And I don't care. Jimmy's a dear, dear friend of mine, and that's why I'm talking about his place.
Right.
But I would love his place even if he wasn't a dear friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He took me around and gave me a tour, and at the end of the tour, he showed me how he got how he did it with smoke and mirrors and gets this place functioning and has a great stuff. He's got a I think back in the day, Jimmy had a smaller staff than he has now. I think he's got more like great people that are on deck with him.
Oh, he has the most amazing staff.
He's got a good staff now. And you know, back in the day, it was like it was Jimmy and a couple of people in the kitchen. And Jimmy takes me on a tour, shows me all the aspects in this, and then he takes out a dollar bill. And he took out the dollar bill and he said, okay, this is every dollar you're going to make. And then he took it, and at the very end, he pulled off a tiny little, just millimeter.
Like a thread.
Yes. Thread of the dollar. Paper, and he said, and if you're extremely successful, this is the amount you'll get to keep out of every dollar.
Right.
Wow.
And nothing was truer world. It is true. And for all the mom and pops that are out there, all the restaurants that are out there that are, you know, I heard one today on WTOP. They were talking about a place in Frederick, Peter Pan. Did you ever know that when you were?
No.
It was out in the middle of, you know, it's David Byrd, I think, you know, doing his little thing. I think he liked it. But they went out of business. And they said, and it made so much sense to me. And they said, would you go? Well, the cost of doing business. He said, the cost of doing business? Yeah, just a business tailed off. No, business was fine. It was just the overall cost.
Expensive.
They were there, and you get a body blow as a restaurant that you can't recover from if it's a mom and pop.
Yeah.
Their body blow, they were forced to go off of well and septic and go on to sewer and town water.
That'll
tie into it to the tune. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$450,000.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the straw.
Bye-bye.
Back,
That was it.
It is the riskiest business venture, starting a restaurant.
It really
is.
Yeah. Speaking of a risky business venture. And something I wanted to talk about today. Oh, not us, brother.
No?
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
No, I don't think this is risky at all. Do you think this is risky?
No, no. It's just we hope to do better. That's what I thought you were going
we
to
address.
We always
hope to do better.
Have you tried our crab dip?
Yeah. I, you know, if you want, you get up tomorrow morning at 3:55. I'll show you risky.
Yeah.
All right. I give you the blueprint on risky.
I'll see you there.
This I control. I basically can call you guys overnight, and I'll let you know if it's risky.
Okay. All right.
Now, you're on. Be here tomorrow.
I'll see you then.
So I want risky, I just skip my colon medicine. That's
the
gambling.
Postal Service. You know, many things that's going out of business. And when I heard this story the first time, I said to myself, is this really a viable future business? And I got to the answer where I really don't think so because of email.
Well, yes and no. Everybody that says, well, anything you need to ship, you can do with FedEx or
exactly.
Or you can go brown.
Right.
But I would totally miss.
Couldn't say UPS.
Ah, yeah. That bug you?
Yes.
Did that bother you?
It had nothing to do with your people.
Yeah.
It was more of a scatological thing.
So where's the counterpoint on that?
What about mail that comes to your house every day? What about the ability, the luxury of being able to drop a stamped letter in a mailbox without having to go through an office of some sort? What about the luxury of being able to go to your mailbox, put in a letter if you're doing Christmas cards, say, bread up the flag and know
that's
that
not
they pick
worth
it up.
A guy making, you know,
the gas
$60,000 a year.
Maybe not to
out
you.
In that no, I mean, not to anybody. I mean, I'm not talking about me, Rob, or whether it's the choice. It's the financial feasibility of it.
And
you're not going to pay that guy's salary by dropping your Christmas cards in the mail.
What if they scaled back the mail service? I like the idea of maybe dropping Saturday service
or maybe
Wednesday service. And then you still have the ability of being connected by mail. And, you know, if
that's
there's
true.
People...
You do it once a week,
and
really.
And what if you live out in the total boonies? I mean, none of us do.
Right.
But there are many, many people who have to eat at Peter Pan.
Rob, I have probably lived more out in the boonies this area than you have, and I did not have a mailbox.
Oh, you had
I
to
had
go
to
a
drive
post office?
To a postal service.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, cool.
But still, that's a post office,
right.
And that's not an office where you have to stand in line and process every piece of mail.
I think we need to think in terms of, as much as I hate on out with the old, I really think we need to think in terms of modernizing
electronic.
The way we communicate.
Pay electronically, write that letter electronically.
I mean,
I do to the most extent I do.
It's just a question of, we have it already. Most of the bills I pay electronically already. Yeah, it's just a question of finishing it up.
Right.
You're talking about, I think, an antiquated system. And, you know, the only thing, Christmas cards, you can do that electronically as
right.
well.
Yeah, right. just not the same, I don't think.
but
I don't. But I don't think it's the same.
I also think UPS and the other companies might legally be allowed to pick up the slack and take over the delivery and they have it be taken over by private enterprise.
Well, now, if they can do that.
If we still need that. But what concerns me is putting all these people out of work all at once now.
I think that the key point is that the people that have really given their lives to the United States Postal Service, what's going to happen with them? And I'm not talking about Johnny 2 years on the route. I'm talking about 15, 20, 25, 30
years. I really
years.
Wish I could be sympathetic. I gave 15 years of my life to a corporation.
And the world changed.
It told me to go to hell.
Right. Yeah, true.
That's the world. Tough. You know, as far as I'm concerned, just
tough luck
move on.
Just as
no,
effective.
I hate to have this attitude. I have become more moderate. I have become more. You would think being out of work and being in a tough situation, I would become more left wing. Bull. I am much more in fix this stuff because the economy has.
We can't afford 120,000 people out of work on top of the ones we already have. So
we
it needs
can
to
also
be
not
gradual.
Afford to prop up and artificially support like they have in the European community these failing business models. Like I hate to say it. Eventually, that's what you get with the postal service.
But we've been doing it with the modern rail service, Amtrak here in the United States, and we've been doing it with the airlines. And we also, by the way, did it with the banks
and farms. And
so
all of that.
What makes is it?
Well,
just
you
because
deregulated the airline industry. I don't think you propped up the airline industry.
Well, the reason why they most
we
of these airlines
to oil
most big oil we prop up, but I don't think we should give subsidies to anybody.
The reason most of these airlines are still in business right now, especially after September 11th, is because we helped them out.
We did temporarily, and I think that, but that is something that is a vital. You cannot do in that. You could not exist in this country without the airlines. You need the airlines.
We barely exist with the airlines.
Do you need the train?
I think that the train can be a viable alternative, and I certainly, you know, I consider it essential. I really
do.
Well,
are many, many people who don't care for the train. These are not people that have to travel the East Coast corridor.
Right.
Anyone that's ever had to do New York or Boston.
I mean, I'm a big believer in putting the money into the infrastructure and getting that rolling with train travel, you know, and high-speed rail, which exists all over Europe
and in
Asia, which would be a phenomenal
but
thing.
But the current system right now.
It's horrible.
It's not. I mean, even if you take the Sella, it's easier to drive at times, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And the Sella is the fast train on the
I will tell you, I you know, as someone who is a huge Amtrak fan. I love Amtrak.
Yes.
I disagree. I think quite the opposite. I think with the way the highways, if you've been driving around this area, drive that corridor, and I know you've done it a bunch of times. So you go to Boston, you know, Boston to Washington, D.C. You go through Wilmington. It's not doable in Wilmington anymore. I got out of my car in Wilmington, Delaware on a trip where I was going to drive and hitched a ride on the train out of Wilmington. It was much better.
And Chinatown bus.
And the beauty of the Chinatown bus, also good. But the beauty of the train is it drops you right off in the middle of the city.
Right.
You're right in the middle of everything. You don't have a car to deal with.
I'll give you that.
Amazingly efficient form.
It's
you know
great.
What? Here's the question I have for you. Because you're right about the government propping up Amtrak. Because why the hell do they have to prop them up? Who's screwing things up that much?
Why can't
you know?
Just run?
Well, you know, one of the guys who runs Amtrak is Zoolander's dad.
That's true.
So maybe we can get rid of that.
Say no more.
You know, the tickets aren't particularly cheap anymore.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was looking at...
Well, where's the deal?
I was looking at getting somebody from New York to Boston by train or flying.
Right.
And I said, well, why didn't you just take the train? They said it was going to take 5-6 hours to get to Boston.
And cost as much as flying.
I
know.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I just like...
So if it was cheaper...
I love train travel because I think it's more...
It's fun.
Whoever came up with the ad campaign, the civilized way to travel,
relaxing.
It is so very
the
true.
The travel is great. When I used to take the Acela to New York or I would take the train to Boston, that was fun and I knew it was going to be an adventure, but... By the way, I'd like to save 5 hours of my life and take maybe a plane for the same amount of money for an hour, 20-minute flight.
But yeah, don't you still think that that is a viable alternative, especially with our highways being what they are?
They should get the high-speed trains, but in order to get the high-speed trains, they're going to have to really go in and carve what is basically take a block of cheddar and take that and you know how the big Velveeta blocks come out,
right?
And then if you had an actual, let's say, what's the cheese grater? okay. if you will. Okay. And you had to actually get in there and pull it all the way through throughout the actual Eastern Seaboard to get a speed train. Because you've got the train going through so many neighborhoods right now
right.
that they wouldn't be able to actually put it in. It's going to cost billions of dollars.
Well, I think what you're talking about with Amtrak right now is probably upgrading the existing system right. that they have. That's what they
have to do.
They
can't use the existing system.
Well, no, they can rebuild the rail, can't they? They rebuild the track.
Elevate it, put it underground.
They would have to elevate it or put it underground.
Yeah, and that's
because
the thing
of all
up.
The neighborhoods that are involved.
Even when we're occupant. In the Acela, we never truly reach the full potential of the Acela.
Right.
Because you can't go a long, long stretch full open because of the terrain you cover.
Okay. All right.
However,
well, you're making me sad.
Nothing
else.
Like,
well, no,
train.
But here's something that Oscar did not train. Bring up. I love the train too. And God knows we spent enough time on the train going back and forth.
I
love
it so much. I loved it. So loaded on the train.
Oh, God. Great park car.
You can stretch out.
But one thing is you know, around. Yeah, it's in theory, it's faster
look
to fly.
Look at hot women. Uh-huh.
Yes. In uniform, the people that ran the train.
No, not that.
I remember one.
But hold it real quick, Oscar.
Yes.
Is one thing you don't figure into that is having to get to the airport 90 minutes before your flight.
Uh-huh. Right.
Going through security.
Right.
Getting out of the airport.
Right.
Landing in an airport.
True.
Let's say you fly into Denver. You're 90 minutes outside of Denver.
Pain. Right.
Once you get
Boston,
there.
Yes. New York, not necessarily. New York, it's almost a push. I beat you guys
right.
many
nights. You know what? I read an article in the Post some years ago. A guy drove, a guy flew, a guy took the train. They all were within 10 minutes of each other.
Amazing.
Destination
China
to destination.
Chinatown bus beats them all, though.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And save you much money,
though.
Joe.
I will say this, that I remember listening to the Dynamike show, and mm-hmm. you said Bonnie Bernstein was on the train with you at
mm-hmm.
one point.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that episode so well because I sat there in my car. I think I might have been driving a station van at the time. And I couldn't figure out if you talked to her or you didn't talk to her or you just stared at her
I don't think
from
I
afar.
Talked to Bonnie Bernstein. Or did Don talk to Bonnie Bernstein?
I don't think neither of you talked. You
I just
stared
remember
at her from afar.
She took the train because it was a good deal.
Oh, God. Come
what
on.
What are you trying to say?
What?
Come on.
Chinatown bus.
Jeez.
But did you ever see any other, I guess, celebrities on the train while you were on the train?
Boy,
I know the best one offhand.
Katie Couric.
And that was on September 10th.
And I don't think I was on that train.
No, you were. You might have gone to the train ahead of us.
Yeah,
because our flight was canceled.
Right.
But that was the day before 9/11. That
wow.
was that Monday that we saw Katie
wow.
Couric
yeah.
on
and,
the train.
It just was very cool. I never saw Joe Biden on the train all the times that I rode that train.
Thought we were.
I just,
he
I'll
said
never
he
forget.
Saw you.
He's got a private car, right?
I was 3 hours up to Wilmington from D.C. Mm-hmm. And I said to Carl, this is ridiculous. Let's get off in Wilmington and see if we can get a train. We got the last five seats. One of the last five seats on the train. Wow. I remember getting on and knowing I still have a very lengthy trip in front of me from Wilmington, Delaware up to Boston and feeling phenomenal.
Yeah, sure.
Where the time
make yourself
was
home.
Irrelevant. And
right.
I think we gotta think in those terms a little bit as far as travel, mass transit, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, take it out, just chill out. The because really, you're right, Rob, going through an airport, is that really that?
Think of the stress.
Speedy anytime.
I hate an airport.
Right. To the Postal Service point, as far as the business they do, because I actually deal with some of these, the rates between UPS and USPS and what you do with FedEx.
Right.
They're somewhat intertwined, but overall, I think that UPS and FedEx could do that job. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right when it comes to the end of the day, regardless of their workers, let's put them aside. And I apologize for saying that, especially in this economy. But it is an antiquated system. And only a handful of people use it. The reason why it's not making as much money as it used to is because people aren't using it as much. And that's it.
Yeah, right, and it's right, real. Right. Look, everybody's dealing with their S sandwich they have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to sound cold because I don't like to sound cold. I think we need to take care of each other in this
right.
country. But I think we really have to, with all this talk of deficits and budget cutting and all that, at a certain point, you got to let somebody cut somebody loose. Mm-hmm. And really, the Postal Service is an antiquated business model.
You're probably right about that.
You know, but eventually, I mean, over a long time. And
well,
give them some kind of, you know,
I hope they stay in business.
Year plan,
phase
something
it out.
Like that.
Phase it
long
out.
Enough to get my fruitcakes out this year. Please.
Yeah, that's
you
what
can
he's
send your
about.
Fruitcakes UPS.
FedEx. It'll cost them more.
Like the post office.
It will cost them more.
You can send them email if you want.
Oh, my God.
Cake.
Yeah. We are up on a break. We have gone way long here. We will take a break and come back, and I will tell you my three picks for President of the United
Yay.
States.
Yay.
Welcome back to MichaelMerrisShow.com. Oh, sorry. I talked right when the vocals started. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not, We are very, very excited to tell you about Wait Not today, ladies and gentlemen. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. I don't know if you've looked around recently, but there's a bit of an epidemic in this country. It's called obesity.
Yes.
And you certainly got a little bit of that represented in this room. And Wait Not is doing their level best to take care of this. We have wonderful testimonials all over our listening area.
Can I bring an audio-visual representation of this?
Yeah, Rob's going to play something from Tab Patterson, and we'll play that, and then I'll read a letter just real quick to tell you about.
Are so on board with it.
Tab went to his doctor. His doctor hadn't seen him in about 8 weeks. Tab has been on Wait Not 7 weeks.
Okay.
This is actual surveillance audio of Tab going to the doctor. However,
we have disguised the doctor's voice.
We had to electronically alter the doctor's voice.
To protect his privacy.
But this is absolutely genuine.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, look how much weight you lost.
7 weeks.
Huh? I mean, that's impressive.
I'm on a new diet plan.
What are you doing?
It's a program called Wait Not.
Well, listen, it's working. I mean, you've done great. You've lost a bunch of weight, and you feel better, and you will continue to feel better if you keep the weight off and keep doing what you're doing.
Sex boy.
Did you see my blood pressure?
I did.
No medications.
Incredible. Good deal. I'm impressed.
There's the doctor.
The doctor. Wow.
That's the doctor.
In 7 weeks is off blood pressure medicine.
Awesome.
How about that?
News. RJ, you wanted to say something?
I had the exact same doctor visit. I was prescribed blood pressure medicine. I stayed away from it because
right.
I thought I could do it physically, and I did. The doctor said, you don't need that stuff
anymore. Oh, that's good
And he
stuff.
Said the same
Thank
thing.
Goodness.
He hadn't seen me in a year since my last physical. He looked at me and said, you've changed. Then he looked at the chart and saw the massive weight difference.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
We get a letter here that says, hi there, Mike. I just wanted to send you a quick note about Wait Not. My husband and I are longtime listeners. We know the struggles you've been through, and to be honest, so have we. We've tried dieting on our own, Nutrisystem, Weight Watchers, you name it. When you decided to get on Wait Not, we were a bit skeptical at first. Hearing yours and RJ's results after a while, I decided to force the husband to do it with me. Oh, baby. I'm quite proud to announce that 3.5 weeks into it, he's lost 30 pounds and I've lost 38.
Wow.
That is awesome.
We're not making this stuff
typical.
Up.
That's amazing.
I can't even begin to tell you how great we feel. I have back problems like you, several herniated discs, sciatica, lumbar issues. Yeah, you know, really, when you lose a little weight, you realize the crap you go through because of the weight, because you just
blood pressure,
you just take
problems.
It for yeah. granted, and you take all this stuff, you know, as that's the way you should be.
Irritability,
you know, just those extra pounds off me helped me to get out of bed in the morning without feeling like a beached whale struggling for airtime. Thank you so much for putting this out there for us. Don't thank; they are a paid sponsor, but we love our relationship with them. If I could hug you through text, consider yourself snug-a-bugged. Take care, my friend, Karen and Tremaine, two devoted listeners in our douchebag 30s. That is
congrats,
cool.
Guys.
Fantastic. Nice. Wait
job.
Not, that's everybody.
Great work.
Do it today. We're not making this stuff up. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Call them. 855-934-4486. Okay, we have been rambling about the Postal Service. We've been all over the place
today. Brilliant.
I like that. I kind of like it when we do that.
We're so smart.
It's fun every now and then. I mentioned yesterday draft third-party candidate.
Uh-huh.
I didn't put much thought to it, to be honest with
you. But you were so excited when you teased it.
What are you waving? What are you waving at Rob for there?
I just wanted him to mute the microphone.
Mute the mic. Mute your microphone. Okay.
Consider it muted.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank
for
you,
stopping the show,
Mr.
Third party. Third
party.
Edit that. Very good. Why did you want him to mute your microphone? Why can't you just make less noise?
Because I didn't want to make any noise.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
It's on RJ. Me. It's on me.
Energetic RJ today.
Why are you... he's out of his mind today.
Yeah. I've never seen him so talkative.
He's on the booger sugar.
I guess it's the good news.
He
I
was doing blow.
Yesterday.
What?
Must be the good news I received yesterday for 30 days.
Oh, your job.
Congrats.
That's right.
In today's economy, that's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Stay another 30 days.
I used to sign by your contract. Anyway.
We haven't seen RJ this happy since he got a job doing manicures.
Why are you wearing all that stuff?
all his
this
gear.
This was to remind me, to remind Mark. I need some smaller swag.
Oh, smaller swag.
Yes, I got to get him smaller
swag.
Hey,
sizes. Incidentally, how are the stickers shelling?
Stickers shelling.
We had
very
a great
good.
Weekend. Everybody got into it, and it started to slow down just a little bit.
Don't slow down. No, we got to sell. Stickers. We got a gazillion of these. Yeah.
Get stickers.
Sake. TMOS stickers are available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our stickers are well priced.
They're so worth it.
And they are super.
They look swell on your automobile, on your guitar case.
Yes.
And Mike, the more you buy, the cheaper the stickers.
There's Ronick for you.
Yes.
There's Ronick for you.
Buy them in bulk.
We got them there. It's on Rob's microphone right over there. Yeah. TMOS sticker. Mm-hmm. Black and white. Looks like you just been. And, you know, tell your friends when they ask you what it is, TMOS, tell them you went to South Pacific country.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, that'll be a fun way to do it.
And then tell them to listen to the show.
Amen. That's it. All right, ready? Here they are. I mean this sincerely. Okay. I want to see Michael Bloomberg run for president.
I think that's
a
great idea.
With that said, I really look forward to it. Now, why are you having reservations?
I think I get the impression he loves being the mayor of New York.
Well, I think he's competent, and I think he's a smart guy with his money, and I'd like to see him. The other person.
Why do you think he's smart with his money?
Hey.
Stop it. I think that he would be a good president. I really do.
Okay.
I just have a feeling about him.
Good
I got a vibe about him.
I think.
Also, I wouldn't be averse to old draft Hillary. You know, draft Hillary and have her run. Cankles.
If I had it to do over, I think I would have supported Hillary instead.
You know, everybody, you know, we're in the vast majority when we say we don't feel like the president has shown good leadership, and that's it. And then the last
Cheney
one,
in an interview yesterday all but asked her to run. Said it would be good for both parties.
Really?
It would.
Yeah. And the third one, Clooney.
No.
What?
George Clooney?
The dreamy. Hey, if the Republicans can elect their actor and he can go on to be one of the greatest presidents in their eyes, you know what? How about Clooney?
A pretty guy.
How about Clooney, Pitt? Or no, not Pitt. You don't want Pitt.
Clooney,
you want
Pitt.
Clooney or Damon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want Affleck. I don't want Affleck.
Damon might be too short to be president.
You think so?
The vice president.
Is he that
short? Yeah, remember, we saw him. He was short.
Well, it's because he has a Latin wife, that's why.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what he doesn't like?
No, it's not.
Because he has a Latin wife.
I didn't know he had a Latin wife. I'm sure she's nice.
You have a file on him, probably.
Do you want to hear what Cheney said about Hillary?
Let's hear what Darth Vader said.
Hillary Clinton is a pretty formidable individual. And I think she's probably the most competent person they've got in their cabinet. And frankly, I thought she was going to win the nomination last time around. Maybe if the Obama record is bad enough, and in these days it's not very good, given the shape of the economy, maybe there will be enough ferment in the Democratic Party so that there will be a primary on that side. I think it'll be good for the country. I think it'll be good for the Democratic Party. I think it might even help the Republicans a bit.
It's a big slap to the Democrats.
I don't trust him as far as I can throw.
No.
And incidentally, how about that boy? Hey, what's he doing after that interview? Going to polish his casket?
At the beginning, he sounds a little like Bill Clinton.
He did.
Yeah, I just think that.
He's got to recharge his batteries.
He looks like death.
Well, he's tired. Well, he's got that book tour.
Yeah, and he's eating. I wonder if he's still eating jambalaya.
I'm sure he is.
All I remember is remember that story a few years back that he had the first ticker issue. You know, he sounded like his ninth heart attack. And then they said, the vice president and Mrs. Cheney dined on jambalaya. I said, that's probably not what you want to be scooping
sausage
into your cake hole.
Right. A delicious buttery sausage soup for you, vice president.
A buttery sausage soup, which
is
what it is.
That's
exactly
all it is.
So anyway, those are my choices. I know they suck. I'm sorry. I wish I could have done better. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Buzz.
Yes.
I said this seriously the other night. As every moment I go out and party when I have brewskis and I wake up the next morning maybe feeling a little heavy-headed, I've always said to myself, perhaps I should wait till I get to a certain age and then explore the wonderful world of weed.
Well, I know you had a bad experience with it before. So
horrible experience. It's kept me off it for over 30 years.
I urge you to be very, very careful. If you're going to do that, you have to try a very small amount.
Yes.
And especially these days, it's very powerful.
Brownies.
Yeah.
Brownies?
That's the way to go.
I think it was the
not
movie.
Not on White Knot. You'd have to have put it in lettuce.
It was the Meryl Streep, Alec Baldwin movie. Oh, come on. Everybody help me out with this. It's where they're a divorced couple.
Oh, God. What was it?
I know the movie.
It had John Krasinski. It had John Krasinski
in it as one of the husbands.
That movie.
Come on now.
Oh, Human Centipede.
No, it was not the Human Centipede. What? No, it wasn't the one where she spins her head around.
Who else was in it? Alec Baldwin?
It was Alec Baldwin.
It was just like 2 years
Meryl
ago.
Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Just came fairly out. Recent. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
She's all that.
No, it was not She's All That.
You know what I rented on demand?
What?
Prom.
It's complicated.
I felt like a pedophile.
It's complicated. Yes,
it's complicated.
Like a horror movie prom?
No, like it's like she's all that. It's like a teen flick. A teen
prom?
Yeah.
Well, I watched...
bet it was great.
Yeah, but you have kids.
I watched...
I was alone with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
I watched She's Out of My League the other night and absolutely loved every
That's what had
second.
Me thinking of prom God, when I was looking
movie.
Through it. And
Funny
I did
movie.
The preview and I was like, this could be okay.
How did prom
who,
stack
who,
up?
And who was in prom?
Some no ones, but nobodies. But for $5.99, an HD really wasn't worth it.
Incidentally, as far as the quality of today's show, uh-huh. I'd like to point out to the rest of America that we are under a severe tropical depression right
yes.
now.
Yes. Oh.
We are really in a low-pressure area. I think we are all logy today, and I think that's why yes. I'm forgetting names of movies, and Oscar's using
Can't
wrong
speak.
Words.
The movie
you?
You're looking for is It's Complicated.
It's Complicated.
That's right.
And they have a weed scene in It's Complicated.
Yes.
Where they sell it so much. They look like they're having such a fabulous time.
You could giggle.
And,
this,
and a lengthy fabulous time. Mm-hmm. That and I remember the giggling, you know, that way, yeah. before I had the paranoia.
That's a movie, though.
I know it's a
but
movie.
Well, and it depends on the weed and a lot of things. But you can also have a burst of conversation, a burst of creativity, you know, a burst
would,
of energy.
And
whatever.
It, yeah. But it involves environment. I'd love to get high with Meryl Streep. I think
I
that'd be great.
I'd choose Alec yeah. Baldwin.
And she looks better now than she has,
no,
I think.
No, I went back and I watched Sophie's Choice. She was a you, piece of ass in Sophie's Choice.
You love
Choice.
That movie.
I do. Know. It's
I've
a great movie.
You love a comedy.
Fan.
What's that?
I've never been a Streep fan.
You mean like not her acting or what?
Any of it. I mean, I just,
why?
I've never really understood the excitement about, she's okay.
All right,
oh,
let me just,
no,
let
no.
me, let me tell
I
you this.
Listen. All right.
Okay, to describe Meryl Streep as okay.
That's me.
You're talking about the greatest actress of our, of modern time.
She's very
without,
good.
And the greatest actress with, you know, very few second place people that can come close to her.
That's
and,
what
and,
I hear.
And I watch, oh,
no. no, I mean, I've seen her and she's very good. I just never understood the over the top excitement.
Have you seen Sophie's Choice where she won an Academy Award?
No.
I think her first Academy Award.
I mean, I'm aware of the story, but I don't think
have
I
have you seen Mamma Mia?
No.
True.
Yeah.
Well, now, why did you do that?
I like Mamma Mia.
Why did you bring up that gay Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Beautiful film.
Beautiful colors.
Horrible
Julie
movie.
And Julia?
No, I did not see that
she
one
was really,
no.
She was the only
she
good
was
thing in that.
Amazing in that.
I watched Sophie's Choice, and I watched it with Carla the other uh-huh. day, and I said, I want you to see this because this is really, it's a downer movie. It's a heavy movie.
I know, it's a great story.
And she so totally transforms herself with dialect and just in this character. I looked at her, and you look at a totally different person. If you haven't seen Sophie's Choice, I don't think you can really make an educated decision.
That's probably fair.
On yeah. Meryl Streep. Yeah. I think it's her best movie ever.
I couldn't decide whether to see it.
Really?
I would
it's
say
it's a tough decision. They both
I
have
would
bad
say
uh-huh.
If you're going to get into it and you can get off weight,
Jesus,
not,
we're running
when
late
you get off, I would say Brownies is the way to go.
Brownies?
See, I disagree. Yes.
Well, clearly, because you don't want them not to get off weight, not.
No. Because it sometimes the potency of a brownie might be too intense for somebody who really doesn't do it ever,
or not intense enough because it's not very scientific, is it? The whole
to
brownie
measure out a dose.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah. Well, we do have to break. We can talk about this later. But I had my own theory. You said brownies. You said smoking. I was thinking about taking it in suppository form.
That'll
well,
work.
Yeah.
Both nope. great.
No we'll hangover.
Painful.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right after this. You're playing weird music today.
It's Buddy Holly's 75th birthday.
Low pressure.
Hey, are you looking for something good on YouTube, everybody? We recommend Wyandotte Street Presents, direct from L.A. It's original content every week. It's sketches and improv, live music and stand-up, and the work of independent filmmakers. Google Wyandotte Street Presents. That's Wyandotte, Wyandotte Street Presents. Or easier still, click their ad on our website. And friend, like, or subscribe to get bonus content.
Do that.
Go check out the hot new online variety show, Wyandotte Street Presents. Well, we have been all over the place today.
And great
it's been
at it.
Kind of a very strange little show, but you know, I feel like I didn't finish any thoughts. You know,
Eddie Rabbit does that to you.
Eddie Rabbit screwed the whole show
fault.
Up today.
He really did.
But I've enjoyed the show. I hope you have too. Now it's time for the Audio Vault. What
Yay.
Do you have for us today, Mr. Speedway?
You mentioned it earlier, Mike. We're tremendous rain on the East Coast, and there's so much rain that in Upper Marlboro there was a lot of flooding.
Yeah,
and it was so urgent that they took the Today Show aside and let Megan McGrath go out onto Route 301.
Oh, my God.
And let Joe Krebs anchor it.
Good.
Now, I understand this is a lot of water, and I understand that Route 301 is closed. But don't let these people be on television doing this.
Yeah, okay, let's just...
Okay, here we are.
Megan, what is really stunning to me watching that is the swiftness of the current of that water flowing down Route 301. And do you have any idea how long, what the length of 301
I'm sorry.
Is covered?
I have to jump in.
Okay.
Without wait, no waiting, okay?
You love
I'm
Dread.
Stunned. You're stunned by the swiftness of the... It's a flash flood, you dullard. It's a flash flood, you marshmallow-headed dolt.
And you know what? I could almost understand this if they had 6 a.m. to fill.
Right.
But they're keeping me away from the Today Show to put Megan McGrath
the problem.
In a lot.
It's a where, weather emergency.
It's not really a weather emergency.
You pencil neck geek, cyclist, heart attack suffering hump.
Fall off his bike.
Bah.
God.
Bah.
I'm Joe Krebs. Bah.
From the top, more Krebs.
Megan, what is really stunning to me watching that is the swiftness of the current of that water flowing down Route 301. And do you have any idea how long, what the length of 301 is covered by that water? Is it a question of miles or do we know?
What? Now, in fairness to Megan McGrath.
It's not a good question.
In fairness to Megan, I would, if I, seriously, I don't care if I was a cub reporter, if I got, I would look into the camera and I would go, what?
And she can't do that.
No,
it's
she's
not allowed.
I'm here. Get ready. I haven't heard it yet, but get ready for the rambling, manic, babbling answer to this stupid
question. When that
question
began, I hit pause on my computer. I turned my task chair away, and I leaned into the TV because I said, this is what's on TV right now.
I can walk a little and see if I can get a better vantage point. I know that the flooding starts around Marlboro Pike, which is a little...
Not edited. Oh. This is really how she replied.
I want to hear that from the front one more time.
Do you have any idea how long, what the length of 301 is covered
by
that water?
On the fly.
Is it a question of miles, or do we know?
I can walk a little and see if I can get a better vantage point.
She
I know,
didn't know
that
it was
the
coming.
Flooding starts around... Marlboro Pike, which is a little further down. If you're familiar with the area, there's a McDonald's in that area. That's where the flooding starts. Just looking down the roadway here, and I can't go too terribly far. It goes beyond this
so
intersection. I don't know, Dave, if you can see this. We've got some folks who just waved to us over by the KFC. Ooh, if you look across all of these flooded out
Here's
cars,
like the best
there
part.
Are two people who are standing on the in the front yard, if you will, of
I
the
will.
The KFC and the A&W. They're waving to us here. We'll see how long it takes them to get out of here.
Okay, thanks. I hope the folks don't have to eat Kentucky flooded chicken there today. Megan, thanks very much.
Balloon head.
This is major market television.
Market eight.
Right. You got a guy. You could put a Rolodex together with the talented people that have come to Nebraska Avenue in Washington, D.C. at Channel 4, the NBC affiliate, and gone in and out of that door and been canned. Mm-hmm. While that needle-nosed hump has survived like a barnacle on the bottom of a ship.
Kentucky
flooded chicken. And then he'll get off the air and say, hey, Peter, can you get me that? Let's just roll back that part where I said Kentucky.
Can you put that
chicken.
On the reel for the Christmas party? Because that was
big fun.
Big fun.
Is my cycle with its ass-smelling seat ready for my weekend ride?
All right, so I hope everybody in Upper Marlboro is okay.
Yes. Thank you. I am a Joe Krebs hater. If
I knew you'd enjoy that.
Thank
I knew you'd like
much.
That.
Right
we are lucky so. Because we remain with Dude Walker as the voice of this show.
And very
he's
lucky.
A great guy. He's always been there to help us out. He did some stuff for us yesterday for the More Broadcasting Network, mm-hmm. and he put something funny at the end of the tape. And I normally I'd be the only one to get to hear this.
Okay.
But I wanted you guys to hear it too.
The following program is brought to you by More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. The preceding program was brought to you by More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. This is Gary Moore speaking. Maybe you know my sister, Mary Tyler, and my brother, Dinty. I'm leaving now.
I like Dude. Wow.
Love you, Dude. Awesome. Thank you so much for that for us.
Got time for one more here.
Okay, I had a busy morning, Mike. I was on the interweb, and I took the quiz ID the V. Did you ever take the ID the V quiz?
Is that something to do with the vagina?
It is.
Mm-hmm. ID the V?
It's from Summer's Eve. douche.
I was hoping it might be something to do with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And what you do is you open the page and there's a hand mocking the woman's most intimate of areas talking to you, and then you have to identify.
You really didn't put it in the right position.
Well, no, it's more like
There you go, attaboy. Yeah, nice. Very good. You were worrying me a little bit.
No. It's a hand. Mike, I've got two kids. I've been to the rodeo before.
I understand, yes. All right. They're, and you, to the best of your knowledge, they're yours.
You know Robert is.
Yes.
Pain in the ass. Anyway, so the hand vagina talks to you and challenges you to identify the five main parts of the woman's reproductive system.
Really?
Here is the talking vagina from the Summer's Eve webpage.
To find out how much you know or don't know about your vagina. Fact, nearly 70% of all women can't accurately identify their own body parts.
Now, if a vagina talked, do you think that's a good voice for it?
No.
I don't either.
No. Did you put a new voice
in? I did not. I was just wondering if you had an idea. I'd like a lower voice.
All right.
But let's hear more from the vagina.
Lower voice.
So let's all ID the V, because to know it is to love it. Don't worry. I won't laugh if you mistake the clitoris for the labia. There's no shame in this game.
No shame.
Honestly, between you and me, I almost got one wrong on my first try.
So I took the quiz, Mike. And here's how I did on my first try.
All right.
3 out of 5.
Oh, my God.
Not bad, really? But not great.
I missed. I confused the vulva and the vagina.
Are you going to give us the quiz?
Well, you have to see the grid.
Oh, you have to see the pictures.
But you'll get, most of them are, the rectum is very easy because there's a color change.
It's off by itself.
Hey, everybody.
Who are you?
Hi, it's the vagina.
How you doing?
Time for your quiz. I'm a bear trap.
You have teeth? You have teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that BDK, that kid we used to work with?
Wasn't I love that movie.
His favorite movie was about the vagina.
I think it was called Vagidentata. Was that it?
No, it was as simple. It was different than that. It was like Chew or something. I don't know what that was.
And my last tape, you know, we've noticed the change in weather. It's cool outside, and it also means the return of one of our all-time favorite commercials, Mike. Winter is here, not because of football, not because of the fall. Mm-hmm. It's because of this commercial.
The chimney sweep is here. The chimney sweep is here. A step in time, a step in time, gonna make your chimney shine. You know why, give us a try, dial
CHIMNEY,
244-6639, or
CHIMNEY.
Right on time, a step in time, they clean your chimney and make it.
Make sure you get those chimneys clean, folks.
Hopefully they were a sponsor.
That's today's audio vault. Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. We appreciate it. Without further ado, we'll take a break, and we will come back with Buzz and the news right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
Hey, before we get to Buzz of the News, I left a little extra time in here so I could get some of the letters that he threw together for us today.
Oh, birthdays.
Birthdays.
And such. Yeah.
Friday, September 2nd, Amber Baldwin wakes up with us every morning in Montana. That's lovely. Sexy Jen Tackett of Reno.
Are these
your own assessments of these women?
Yeah, they are. Hi, Jen.
Are you doing some sort of personal trolling when you're getting these?
Happy birthday, Jen.
Sexy Jen Tackett of Reno. You got a picture of Jen?
I do not. Not on me.
Is she got a Facebook picture?
Oh, yeah. Of course
really?
She does.
Okay. I'll find out for you.
She has a birthday on Friday, so Jen Tackett, happy birthday to you. Sunday, September 4th, Molly Warner turned 40. Wednesday, September 7th, Tyler Brusso, who listens every day on his way to school, celebrates a birthday.
Cool.
We are very, very grateful. And our last one comes to us, hey guys, on September 12th of last year, you guys did me a huge favor by wishing my boyfriend Joshua a happy birthday on air. And at the end of the letter, I added, maybe if you read this on air, he will put a ring on it. Well, I am writing you the same time this year to wish my fiance a very happy birthday and to tell him I love him with all my heart. And, of course, I promise I will always be a San Francisco Giants fan. Our wedding is September 10th in Monterey, California.
Cool.
And I know other listeners on air have asked for marriage advice, but considering everyone's love life history, thanks, but no thanks.
Duly noted.
Smart couple.
I just hope you reading this on the air will make up for the wedding overshadowing his birthday. Joking aside, sounds like she's a sensitive lass.
Uh-huh.
Joking aside, you guys bring light to our both gray cubicle work days. We share inside jokes from the show that bring him and I closer together. Thanks to all of you unknowingly being tied to our lives forever. Keep bringing on the funny. Love you guys. Sherry and... Sherry Nickel. Uh-huh. Neat name. Sure. Thank you very much. So, yeah,
cool. I love the fact that so many couples listen to us now.
Yeah, it's good. Very nice. While they're having sex.
Yes.
While they're making sex.
Yeah. Do we sing them happy birthday?
Helps the guy last longer.
For all the birthdays today, a nice little Michael Bear happy birthday. 1, 2, 3. Buddy Holly. All right, without further ado, let's get the news on with Mr. Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. Now you can have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your files, pictures, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential, even medical x-rays. Store them safely and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe and easy and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, just $7.95 a month. iConfidential.com. Easier still, just click there out on our website. Very cool. The cannibals listened very carefully to everything the missionary had to say, and then they ate him.
Right.
Americans need jobs. But Mitch McConnell says his fellow Republicans in the Senate are probably going to vote against what the president proposes tonight to create jobs. Not only that, there will be no televised Republican response to the president's speech tonight.
Well, this is what I said, why this is bull S.
It's a show at this,
this
point.
This doesn't mean anything. He is wasting our time as a nation.
Sure.
This is not going to do. He knows they're not going to pass anything. And if that's the case, then why the F come out and even talk about it? Why? What possible good? You know what you're doing? You're trying to make people feel better. You're trying to make yourself look better. Other than that, it's nothing.
But don't you think the Republicans are equally evil to come out in advance and say, we're not going to, no matter what he says, we're not going to vote?
They all
the whole thing is bad.
Which raises the question, why should any of them show up for work today?
I agree.
Because I think you have to keep trying.
And it's time to kick all of their asses out. And
well,
I mean,
not until the next election. But
I really believe that we need to get the third party in there. You know, this is just, plus, do you get burned on it? I'm so burned out.
Absolutely. But in order to have a third party, you need a third party candidate. And I haven't seen one yet.
I know. But I mean, this is just this. We're covering it. We're talking about it. Mm-hmm. We're putting it on national television.
It's our
television.
Top, jobs are our top priority.
Nothing. No, it's not. Jobs are not our top.
No, it when should be. Our top priority is
when
jobs.
You have a top priority, you get something that nothing gets done.
Mm-hmm.
This True. Is going.
Agreed.
We are heading very, very squarely down that road of one of the worst presidencies in history. And I didn't think anybody could be worse than the last.
I agree with you. He strikes me as a Jimmy Carter. He really does.
Worse than Carter.
You know, ineffectual. The polls show that people are not happy with Obama. He's got like a 51% disapproval rating now.
Right.
Congress, on the other hand, has an 80% disapproval rating, the highest in American history.
Doesn't matter. I mean,
who are the 20% of the people that are saying Congress is doing a great
doing
job?
Doing a fine
right
job.
Now? That, those are the people I want to talk
partisan,
to.
Partisan, probably, you know, people from the right.
Anyway, no televised response. That's a clear diss, Washington style. Republican Roy Blunt of Missouri says there will be no response because he doesn't expect there'll be much to respond to, even though we haven't heard it yet.
Any chance they're not responding because it would step on the football game?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, that's another thing.
Yeah.
You know, Obama, the incredibly effective legislator, decides that he's going to doormat and let them move him to Thursday night. It's the president of the United States.
It's what he always does, the doormat thing.
It's the president of the United States. And now your speech is going to be viewed while everybody's watching a football game.
Right.
Myself included.
On verses.
Yeah.
At all it's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. At least three Republican lawmakers say they don't even plan to show up for the speech. This is intriguing because the president will be proposing the kinds of tax cut for business that Republicans normally embrace. Tax incentives for companies that hire and extending the cut in payroll taxes.
Why do you even run? Why the hell did you even
run? But Obama will also propose spending $200 to $400 billion on public works jobs to build and repair roads and bridges and the like.
It's very, very depressing.
Why doesn't he build a bridge to the other party?
I don't know. I won't answer that.
Okay, thank
you. At the
boss.
Republican debate last night.
We are so low pressure today, aren't we?
Yeah.
We have a low pressure system spinning above our heads.
There has to be.
I feel like I just got pooped out of a St. Bernard.
It's been depressing. We haven't seen the sun in 4 days.
I know. We're trying, folks. Bear with us.
At the Republican debate last night, two real contenders were sniping at each other about who might be better at creating jobs. Texas Governor Rick Perry told Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, Michael Dukakis created jobs 3 times faster than you did. To that, Romney replied, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did. The two also clashed on Social Security, Perry repeating his charge that the program is a Ponzi scheme and a monstrous
lie. Viva la revolucion.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Viva la revolucion. I'm ready for some drama from drama. You know, I do want that freedom of the press thing, though. That kind of lets us do what we do.
So let's preserve that.
Other than that, Katie, bar the door.
Well, if we get
do whatever you want.
If we get Clooney in office, he'll let us do it.
Clooney will do it, Rob.
Right.
Clooney, 2012.
Clooney's the man.
Clooney Damon.
The other candidates were largely ignored in the debate, although Ron Paul managed to raise eyebrows by insulting the Reagan legacy in front of Nancy and calling for FEMA to be shut down just as Americans are dealing with flooding from Hurricane Irene and the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee, which is what's raining on us today.
Well done, boys.
They're trying something new in California to lower car insurance rates. Millions of drivers there have already switched to a new kind of policy in which the premiums are based on the number of miles you drive, among other factors. The Southern California Auto Club says 80% of its members have already made the switch. A State Farm executive says his own wife has switched to mileage-based insurance. There's a similar program in Illinois, but that one also measures your speeds, your braking, and how fast you take corners.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's
based on safe driving. It really is a merit system, you know?
And it's based on your odds of having a wreck based on how far you drive.
Do they project your mileage, or do they bill you against what you've already driven?
Against what you've already driven.
Perfect.
I'd take the one where it's just mileage. Because then you could, like, drive your 1 mile to work, but you could, like, burn rubber the
do
whole way.
Do it 100 miles an hour. Taking corners on two wheels. Fox Sports is being called racist after a comedian posted a video report on Fox's website making fun of Asian students' accents and grammatical errors.
Not acceptable.
Insulted students say that Bob Oshak, who identified himself as an investigative reporter, addressed them in a condescending tone. Fox Sports says it has apologized and will take steps to make sure this never happens again.
What's wrong with people?
That's not good.
And finally,
just making fun. That's like going out to like a Costco warehouse store and secretly recording the lady with the Asian accent.
Oh, yeah. It's not at all like
that. No one would want that, Mike.
Okay, how are you?
That's
how
not good.
Are you? I say that because I saw a lovely Asian lady at my Costco yesterday, and I wished for Sunny. Here she is.
This is just wrong.
Don't do this.
We're celebrating her.
I have a mission for you. You, I know, are going on the Wait Not program a week from Friday.
Right.
Between now and then, you have to get Sunny on tape.
Okay.
Because I know you like to go to the Costco and have a little repast when you're there.
Perhaps today.
All right, very good.
That's so good.
What a great way to end the week if we get a little Sunny.
You'll hear no condescending tone from us.
Okay.
Finally. Animal stories, little Tommy.
All right, very good.
A New Jersey man has been cited for animal cruelty for carrying his pug on his motorcycle. With the dog on his lap, Vic Amato was also cited for reckless driving. Seven dogs owned by a man in Jakarta, Indonesia, finally got something to eat. After their owner refused to give them food or water for 2 weeks, they ate him.
No.
And
wow.
A California company is out with its awards for the strangest health insurance claims filed for pets over the past year. Health insurance claims for pets. These are the oddest ones, according to this company. There was the cat on the hot wood stove named Eddie, who landed there while chasing a fly. There's the toy poodle named Howie, who had to go to the vet to have an acorn removed from his windpipe 18 times.
Wow!
There was the pug that ate 100 rocks.
Mike.
Oh, wow. That doesn't surprise me, little fat effers.
There was the chihuahua that was injured when it literally got carried away by a great horned owl.
Oh,
oh my God, that's very... What? That is so believable. I have both of those dogs.
And there's the dog...
And
that,
an owl.
There's the dog that got trapped in a refrigerator where he proceeded to eat an entire Thanksgiving ham. The dog's name... Hambone. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. If your heating and cooling system just isn't keeping up, call CB Lucas to get it tuned up right so your house stays comfortable summer to winter. And if you need a new system, trust the experience of the Lucas Brothers to find the best one for your home and your budget. Either Mike or Wayne Lucas will come by with a free estimate, not some pushy commission deal.
Yeah.
CB Lucas has 3 years, same as cash financing, or instant rebates.
Yeah.
On qualifying train systems.
Yeah, you tell him, Mike.
For the best care.
Yeah.
Hey, what outfit are you from?
I'm from the Lucas outfit.
For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. or CB Lucas.
Yeah.
Right, Rob?
Right.
Yeah.
Or click their ad on our website.
Yeah.
That's it for all these guys here. Incidentally, our bonus hour this week, totally random.
Wow, cool.
Nothing planned.
Cool.
Except for our fantasy football, and we're going
to
cuss.
Can we get to Oscar's love life?
Oh, we didn't get to your love life today.
I'd rather it be in the bonus hour.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you. No waiting. Tune we'll in. See you. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Low pressure. Oh, little things you